continuing our discussion about stuff you find in a shul. So we spoke about the windows, spoke about the bima, the amu, the difference between Sfaradim and Ashkenazim. And today we're going to talk about this very important item in the shul called the Aron, or the Aron HaKodesh. And I want to make a few points on this. Number one, the place where it is supposed to be in the room. So the Aron HaKodesh is generally supposed to be in the location that you're going to face when you are in the middle of tefillah. So ideally, the Aron should be outside of Israel, especially North America, on the eastern wall, which is where it is here, of the shul. There are times where you will come into a shul and the Aron is not on the eastern wall. Not because they didn't want to put it there, but architecturally, sometimes it doesn't work out that the Aron could be on that side. I've davened in many minyanim like this over the years, and generally you're supposed to daven towards the Aron. What some people do in a room where east is not where the Aron is, let's say the Aron's on the western wall, the southern wall, the north, whatever it is, the general approach to that is that you should try to kind of do both. Face the Aron, because you're not supposed to put your back to the Aron. So you face the Aron, but you can also kind of turn your body a little bit and go on a little bit of a diagonal, that's what some people do, to be able to accomplish that. If you live in Israel, right, the Aron is going to be on the wall facing Yerushalayim, meaning Har HaBayit. So if you live in the north, what wall will the Aron be on? South, right? Be on the southern wall. If you live in the south, south of Jerusalem, I mean, right? Etc. East, west, etc. And then if you live in Yerushalayim proper, like in the old city, you're already in Yerushalayim. So you're not facing Yerushalayim anymore. So where do you put the Aron if you're in the old city? Yeah, toward the Beit HaMikdash. A lot of people might not know this, but when you're at the Kotel, you shouldn't daven toward the Kotel. You should daven toward Har HaBayit, which is a little bit like left. When you're standing at the Kotel, it's off to the left. So really, it should be a little bit of an angle. You might see people standing in a diagonal sometimes when you're at the Kotel. That's the reason why. Yes?
You said that like in some buildings, they don't put the Aron at the east side for architectural reasons. Why don't they just make the building a different way or not?
Sometimes it's just where the building is. You're right. They should. But it doesn't always work out. In a different place where I worked, there were a few minyanim in the school. And one of the minyanim, the reason why they put the Aron there is because it would have been blocking the doorway, you know, otherwise, to be able to get into the room. So sometimes you're not able to do that. Point number two, it goes as follows. The Aron has a lot of Kedusha. In fact, it has more holiness, the Shulchan Aruch says, than the shul itself. You can't sell an Aron to buy a shul. That's how high the level of Kedusha of the Aron is. You can't fall asleep in front of it. You can't sit with your back to it, as we said. And many people have the practice that when you leave a room that has an Aron inside of it, you don't walk out with your back to the Aron. You walk out backwards. Seen that before? You walk up backwards. If you're coming down from a podium that the Aron is on, you should walk down the stairs backwards. Obviously, be careful. If you're holding the Torah, it's different. So let's talk about the Torah for a minute. So when the Aron is open and the Torah is inside, technically, there's no obligation to stand up. There's no obligation to stand up when the Aron is inside. It's only when the Torah is moving. There are even opinions that say, that hold, that if the chazan is standing, Shliach Tzibur is standing with the Torah in one spot, it's no different than when it's inside the Aron, and you wouldn't be obligated to stand. But the custom is, even when it's open, to stand. Of course, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we open the Aron many times, and you're in shul for many hours, and sometimes it's difficult. So you're best off doing your best in those kinds of situations to stand as often as you can, because that is the custom. Two more points on this. One is this. This is called the parochet. The parochet is from where? Where did we get the parochet from? The Mishkan, the Beit HaMikdash. There was a curtain, right, that was in front of the Kodesh Kodeshim. And the Kodesh Kodeshim held what? The Aron, right? So the Parochet and the Aron are basically a rebuilding or restructuring of what it looked like in the Mishkan and the Beit HaMikdash. And the Parochet also has Kedusha, also has great level of holiness. And finally, usually in front of the Parochet, you'll find in most shuls, something called a Ner Tamid. What's a Ner Tamid? Yeah, if you go into a shul where all the lights are off, there's always one light that's always on, which is the Ner Tamid, which represents the, sometimes the top, sometimes in front, the menorah. The Mizbech was the bima. We did that one yesterday. The menorah was constantly had a light, right? The menorah constantly had a light going, burning at all times. So, here's what we have. We have a Mizbeach, the bima. We have an Aron, the Aron. We have a Parochet. We have a Ner Tamid. What are we building over here? A miniature Beit HaMikdash, which is what we started with at the beginning of this conversation, that a shul, Beit Knesset, is called a Beit Mikdash Me'at, a mini version of a Beit HaMikdash. The point that I want to leave you off with to take with you is, if this is the Aron, and this is how we protect the Torah, it's a great symbol and a great message for us. How do we protect the Torah in our lives? When we go out of the shul, as we spoke about the idea of the windows, the idea of having the windows is that our tefillah and our religious experience should be not just here in the shul, in the Beit Midrash, it should be something that we take with us. We should ask ourselves that question. How am I protecting my Torah when I leave the shul, when I go out into the world, when I go out into the rest of my day?